The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. It's November 17, 2022. Glad you could join us for this segment. How'd you like to win $10 million? I had to put that little teaser in there because our next guest is actually has founded a $10 million Evolution 2.0 prize, believe it or not. We've got a gentleman who has consulted over 300 industries with a degree in electrical engineering, lives in Chicago, and he's one of the most expensive business strategists in the world. He's endorsed in Forbes and Inc. magazine. He's authored 10 books. At London's Royal Society, he announced the world's largest science research challenge, the $10 million Evolution 2.0 Prize. His reinvention of the Pareto Principle is published in the Harvard Business Review. His Google book laid the foundations for the $100 billion pay-per-click industry. He's got a degree in engineering. I think we said that already, electrical engineering, by the way. But if you don't know who Perry Marshall is, well, it's unforgivable. He's an honest man in a field ripe with charlatans. This according to some of the reviews. But this Evolution 2.0 prize, we're going to get into that discussion. It's like figure out which is it, like creation and evolution from everything I'm understanding. Perry Marshall, welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning, Dave. I'm really, really happy to be here. And we're going to get everybody's blood pumping today, and we're going to have a great discussion. So thank you for having me.
You bet. Well, see, here with all of this knowledge, and I mean, you've launched this at the Royal Society in London, which is this is the world's largest science research award. And you're, of course, you're co-founder of the AACR's Cancer and Evolution Working Group. I'm curious as to the crux of how somebody wins this. I know you can explain this in some detail. The 40,000-foot view, let's go with that.
So everybody wants to know, where did we come from? And, you know, there's the Genesis story, of course, which it doesn't really tell you a lot of biological details. It just says that God spoke and things moved. And, you know, then you have another narrative, which is there was a warm pond and lucky lightning strike and a happy chemical accident and a little strand of RNA just started happening. And then you got a cell and then you got us. And I wanted to get to the bottom of this. And what the prize is, well, in order for any of that to happen, you have to have a code. And since all of the other codes that we know the origin of are designed, it would sure appear that there's some kind of a design in biology. And so the secular story says that this stuff just kind of happens out of chemicals. And I said, well, prove it to me. And if you can prove it, that would be immensely valuable. It would be no trivial thing. It would be one of the most important discoveries in the history of civilization. And we want to not only pay you $10 million up front if you discover it, but we will partner you into the company because there will certainly be further adventures to be had after that first discovery, and you should continue to profit from those. And so at the Royal Society, which is the oldest academic scientific institution in the world, we announced that in 2019, and I've got judges from Harvard, Oxford, and MIT, and we're going after some of the biggest questions of humanity. And it started with an argument with my brother in 2004. We're both pastor's kids. And he moved to China, and he was a missionary, and I was in business, and I went to visit him. And I got to China, and we got into a conversation. He said, you know, Perry, I don't believe this Christianity stuff anymore, and I'm done. And I'm moving back home, and I'm going to go do something else. And I said, hey, wait a minute. I said, look at the hand at the end of your arm. That is a nice piece of engineering. You don't think that's an accumulation of random accidents, do you? And he says, hold on. And he just came right back with me with a pretty standard, you know, all you need is some mutations and a few million years, and you're going to get a hand. You don't need any designer. You don't need God. And I thought, you know what? I've never encountered anything in engineering that would say that he's right, but I know a bunch of biologists would agree with him and not me. So I am going to take this very seriously, and I'm going to stop arguing with my brother, and I'm going to go home, and I'm going to hit the books, and I'm going to figure this out. Because if what he told me is true, there's a bunch of stuff in engineering that I never learned. And what I discovered was actually way, way, way more astounding than anything I had ever imagined. And so the result of this 18 years later is a $10 million prize, a book called Evolution 2.0, a cancer and evolution working group in the largest cancer society, and it's just been a great adventure.
Okay, well, see, the basic crux of this is I'm getting it, and this is from the Evolution 2.0 news article that PR Newswire put out. You know, they were all over this as soon as you came out with it. Evo2.org is the website, folks. That's the prize. And, of course, the question here is how DNA got code and how it communicates code. That's the mystery. So how genetic code inside, how genetics code inside the cells got there, and how the cells intentionally self-organize, communicate, and then purposefully adapt. I gotta know, is Pfizer and Moderna and all these other mRNA companies, are they all trying to toss their hat in the ring on this, thinking that they got the jump on this?
Well, this has created lots of fascinating conversations, but they have mostly come from places that I didn't really expect. The most reception that I have gotten for this challenge has been with a group of fairly mainstream scientists at universities like Harvard and Oxford and Cambridge and Columbia and Johns Hopkins and places like that, who feel that evolution science got off to a very bad start about 100 years ago. Most of them would agree that Darwin actually got a lot of things right. But what most people don't know, first of all, Darwin was not an atheist. Darwin was a guy who believed in God and had a lot of questions and doubts as well. And Darwin absolutely saw a grander design in nature. And the people that came after Darwin, they took a lot of stuff out and they turned it into a story of random, purposeless, meaningless chemical reactions. And that has seriously damaged medical and science research. And there's an appreciable number of scientists who are in significant disagreement with a lot of the details. And a lot of them are in cancer. A lot of them are in origin of life. A lot of them are in various other fields related to evolutionary biology. And what they know is that cells are smart. Cancer is smart. Diseases are smart. Infections are smart, and even viruses, once they're inside their hosts, for all practical purposes, are smart. We have dumbed down nature to such a degree that it's killing us. And this is one reason why cancer outcomes in stage 3 and 4 are no better now than they were 100 years ago. And so it's been very interesting who has responded to this.
I get that. I'm looking at the continuation of this mRNA situation, which, of course, now Robert Malone, who was the inventor or who claims he had a hand in inventing the mRNA vaccine, is now, I think, regretting it because it's been abused. And the thing is that, you know, there's no transparency in what Pfizer and Moderna are doing unless you actually go and look up the patents in the USPTO and see where they're at on this thing. And when you look, Moderna's Moderna TX, their patent came right out with figure four, and it shows this little grid, what looks like a metallic grid, being inserted through a needle under the skin. And allegedly, they say that they can recreate DNA in the cells through reverse transcriptase. I'm going to get my term right here. And I've had Judy Mikovits on this show multiple times. I've talked to her on my shows regarding this. And the more I look at this, the more confusing it gets, because these people at Pfizer that have convinced everybody that if you take this jab, that you're going to not be able to transmit when it was a lie. But then you look at what it's done to people that have heart conditions and pre-existing conditions and how it's altered their genome in their system. And now they're being affected negatively by it, and many of them are dying. We're not even close to this. This isn't even a parallel to what you're offering this grant for.
Well, so when COVID hit, I had a publicist. In fact, she wrote some of that thing that you read there. And she said, Perry, we're two weeks into a pandemic, and nobody's interested in anything unless it's virus. Do you have something about viruses? And I said, no. And she goes, well, can you try? And I said, well, okay, I will. And so I went down a rabbit hole. Well, as a result of that, I and three other colleagues have a paper coming out probably next spring in a major biology journal. And we are explaining, there's a whole story of how viruses evolve that nobody hears, because the evolutionary virology field has really fallen behind. So I'm going to give you an analogy. Let's say, David, that your employer at the radio station, they said, David, we're moving you to Muncie, Indiana. And you said, no, we're not. And they said, yes, you are. If you want to keep your job, you're moving to Muncie. And so even though you don't want to go, you actually go because, you know, you bite the bullet and you go. So you get there and you're like, man, I hate this place. You know, this is not where I want to be. Well, what does any human being start doing? Yes, you had to adapt to Muncie, but then you start adapting Muncie to you. You're like, you know, these guys, they don't have a chess club. I'm going to start a chess club. Or, you know, they don't have a skeet shooting thing, and I'm going to start that. And you start changing that environment, and you start creating the community that you want. And maybe 5 years later, you're actually quite happy. You're like, well, you know, I really hated it at first. You know, I started moving things around, and now I really like it. This is what happens. This is what a body does when a virus moves in. When a virus moves in, the body's like, hey, nobody asked you to show up. And it's like, well, I'm here anyway, and I'm here to stay. And what the body starts doing is modifying the virus so that it at least conforms to what it wants. Because the body has all kinds of cellular editing machinery, and it starts editing and moving around those pieces of DNA and changing the function of the virus. This is why we get variants like Delta and Omicron, because a body and a virus are in a symbiotic relationship. And so you don't hear this anywhere, but this is what is actually going on. It's kind of, a virus is like a piece of music. Music doesn't rewrite itself, but humans, as soon as humans have music in their heads, they start changing it around naturally. And then all of a sudden you're singing a different song, or you're mixing two songs together, or you're rearranging the bridge, or you're switching the verses around. This is what the body does with viruses. It turns out that viruses are, you could think of them as the open source repository of code, so that bodies can do the evolutionary changes that they need to do. And they do it intentionally, and they do it purposefully. Those virus mutations are not random and accidental. They're actually performed by the bodies that are struggling with the virus. And so I think that our paper, go ahead.
No, I'm going to be looking forward to reading that, having you back on to talk about that paper when it comes out next year. But it sounds to me like with the analogy you used, because I am a musician, and you're taking, you're rearranging and doing all these things, and you're combining all these musical verses and stuff together and changing their sequence. I mean, this is almost like what we call in the music business a mashup. And so when you're looking at, I mean, I'm in total agreement with you on the analogy. But the thing is, according to the article, it says the full $10 million will only be awarded to a patentable coding system that self-evolves. But this is what AI, this is what the intention of the World Economic Forum and all these other entities out there, this is what their intention is to have our artificial intelligence self-evolve. I mean, is that even coming close to being considered for a grant award, or is that way off the beaten path?
Okay, so, but no, you're right on track. And you know what? There is no AI. It's all A and no I. There's lots of artificial. There's no intelligence. Every computer, Google, Facebook, TikTok, they're all as dumb as a box of rocks. And I should know, because I wrote the world's best-selling books on Google advertising, Facebook advertising, and TikTok advertising. That's where I make my bread and butter.
Yeah.
And none of those platforms work unless a whole bunch of really smart engineers from the very best universities get out of bed every morning and go to work and start punching keys on the keyboard. All of the intelligence is in biology. It's not in computing. The only way we'll actually get real AI is if this prize is solved.
Wow. See, but your company is called Natural Code, and it's there to develop and apply core principles of nature, giving rise to information, consciousness, and the part you said doesn't exist, intelligence. And so this is going to be the challenge to everybody, is to combine these avenues and basically give them human form to where we can say, okay, we have and the knowledge and the skill set for what it takes to alter human DNA to mold it into something that will either prove or disprove creation or evolution.
Well, the truth is that all of the intelligence is in biology. One bacterium, your goldfish is smarter than Google or Alexa, and it only takes a six-year-old about 2 minutes to figure this out. And we've all played this game with Alexa and Siri, right? You start talking to them, and you figure out really fast that they're robots, okay? Now, it is possible for those AI algorithms to fool people for quite a bit longer than that, but eventually you always figure it out. No, man, this is like, this is dumb. There's nobody home. What we're really trying to figure out is, what is the thing that makes somebody's home? Where does the purposeful, intrinsic nature of a living thing come from? And nobody knows. And so this, in some ways, this is a very scary question, but it's the question. And I decided a long time ago, I am not going to be afraid of scary questions. I'm going to head straight into the wind and take it on.
Wow. So this competition, according to the article, and I keep going, bouncing back to this because there's some really interesting things in here. This discovery that got the 2019 Nobel Peace or Nobel Prize in Medicine, which found a switch by which cells rewrite their own DNA as oxygen levels change. So, I mean, when they're looking at stuff like that as a precursor, Do you think that a lot of the people that are going to go after this $10 million are going to kind of try to follow that logic and move in that direction as far as how they're going to try to get DNA to change and rewrite itself?
The people who understand what you just said are the people that are engaging with me. So if you go to the average high school or the average freshman college class in biology, they're gonna make it sound like cells are just these little machines, like little watches that get wound up. No, cells are intelligent, and every cell on Earth has the ability to reprogram itself, to change its own genetics. Your body adapts to, like, whether you're an Eskimo or whether you live in the tropics or the desert, your body edits and changes its own genetics in order to adapt to those situations. If you play the guitar and you get calluses, the skin cells that are getting calluses are changing their genetic programming in order to form a callus. And so that means a cell changing itself. It's like that M.C. Escher drawing of a hand drawing a hand. It's mind-blowing what your body actually does. And it's what your body does to itself is 100,000 times more sophisticated than anything a genetic engineer knows how to do with gene editing. And so we are really getting to the core of what makes life tick, which means we're also at the core of what makes diseases work, what makes cancer work. Right now, the most interesting thing I'm doing is in the cancer realm. It is absolutely fascinating. And so, you know, maybe you want to talk about that too, but like, this is the edge. This is the big question right here. I don't know of a bigger question in science than this one.
Wow. Now, like I said, I'm looking forward to getting that paper you're going to write next year, because we have been so immersed in the confusion and the denials and the censorship of people who are coming out and trying to tell us the truth about what the current round of viruses that have hit this country, which we have determined are bioweapons. They were obviously manufactured in a lab. They're obviously having an effect on our DNA and our cellular structure. And we're out of time, of course. Evo2.org is the website. Perry Marshall, thanks so much for being on the show. We're going to have you back to further this discussion. I want to hear what this white paper is about that you guys are writing. It's going to be interesting. Maybe we'll know more
Thank
about
you.
Everything that's been happening with the mRNA and what these people are up to. Maybe the truth will really come out in our near future. Dave Krieger with you. We thank you so much, sir, for being on the show. And we will be back with more news in your phone calls after the break. Stay with us.
With an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
And we're back at 34 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday, November 17, 2022, for our last and final segment. The phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If there's anything you heard on the show you want to discuss, I am back with you again. We're moving into more of the U.S. snooze. You can tell the status quo is definitely going to be in play here. In the state of Pennsylvania, for those of you out there that think that there is a major chicanery going on, analyze what happened with the conversation we just had with Reverend James Harden about the fact that they made abortion an issue for the midterms. The Supreme Court could have held on to that case, being as crazy decisive as it was. They could have said, you know what, we're going to wait until after the midterm elections to write an opinion on this, to even start working on an opinion, because we don't want to unfairly or unduly influence one side or the other with our opinion. But they didn't do that. Somebody started to write the opinion. Somebody leaked the opinion. As Reverend Jim explained, nobody has come out with any results of any investigation. We've not pinpointed which law clerk leaked it. The word is not public. Nothing is transparent. We don't know. Nobody's come out with it and says, hey, this law clerk right here is the one that took this opinion and got it and released it and got everybody all worked up and allowed the Democrats to make abortion an issue for the midterms. You see, now it's not about right to life or pro-choice or whatever in the hell is going on up there in D.C. It's about the dysfunctional manner in which D.C. operates. That's what this is all about. And with the fact that the Senate has voted to end the COVID emergency, Biden says he's going to veto it if the House passes it. Now, why would Biden veto if he's already said, well, you know, COVID-19 is over? Well, if the pandemic is over, why do you have the national emergency still in? Oh, because you want power. The deep state and all those little bureaucracies out there want power. And as long as you have those emergency controls in place, power stays right where it is, in the hands of the few. The Pennsylvania House has voted to impeach Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner. Now, the next step is for the state Senate to conduct a trial in which a two-thirds vote is required to remove him. He is a Democrat whose campaign was funded in part by Soros. He was accused of declining to prosecute many drug theft and prostitution cases and implementing bail policies that put the violent offenders back out on the street, often to offend again. And you see, here it is. All these Democrats that are voting for this nonsense, nothing will change. I mean, criminals, all you criminals out there, if you're listening to me right now, you just happen to be tuning across the dial and you happen to catch the broadcast. You know, until, understand something, you're free to do whatever it is you want because we have free will. But if you want to go out and murder somebody, and you want to show them how tough you are, why not send a message to the people who made these laws and rules to let you back out? Why don't you show them a little of your kindness that you showed all your victims previously that put you in jail in the first place? Hey, I mean, if they're not going to do anything to you, why not seek out and find the people that gave you the bail reform laws in the first place and show them a little of your kindness that you showed all your victims? Because, see, nothing is going to change until you go out and you commit the crimes against those who are protecting you. You see, that's it. And am I encouraging violence? No, not really. I said show them a little kindness like you showed your victims. And you can twist the words and you can say whatever you want. But, you see, it's just like they don't do – we have vehicle inspections in Texas. They had them in Florida, too, until the wife of one of these – legislators in Florida all of a sudden got dinged on her inspection and had to make major repairs, and all of a sudden the law changed. You see how that works? You know, until AOC or somebody gets assaulted and gang banged, I mean, you know, what's going to change? Is she going to go have an abortion? You know, we don't know. We don't know because it hasn't happened yet, because nobody's shown her any kindness like they've shown the victims. You know, why do I wish evil on these people? Well, you know, I mean, everybody in their own mind somewhere out there in Republican land, people who voted for Trump, those who feel disenfranchised, you're all having this thought process go through your head, and it's not a thought crime to think about it. It's thinking about, why don't these people, why aren't they like Gabby Giffords? Why aren't they the victims? Why aren't they? Why isn't somebody showing them a lesson to make laws change, to make their opinions and ideas change? Because until it changes for the better, until they get affected, what's going to change? They're not personally affected. They're in control. They've got power. Why do they have to worry until power gets taken away from them? How does power get taken away from them? When somebody comes to find them and goes after them. That's how power gets taken away. Because, you know, we had J. Edward Griffin on the show. And he said, it's not about the groups. It's about the individuals controlling the groups. Hey, you know, why isn't somebody looking for Bill Gates or Klaus Schwab or some of these other people that think that their money is all that and that they have power because they have money? You know, if the entire system, this is why sometimes I wish we would have EMP, so 9 out of 10 people would be dead in a year and we wouldn't have these issues. And I just pray, look, if you're going to bomb somebody, Vladimir, bomb D.C. We don't need these people anymore. I keep asking these questions. If D.C. got nuked, would anybody miss it? You know, these are some really heavy, hard-hitting questions that it has occurred in many people's minds. You're watching TV and something just gets under your skin. Some news report, one of these talking heads on there says something that just makes you blow and you start screaming at your TV. And don't tell me you haven't done it, because I know you have. And you're frustrated and you're upset and you feel like my vote didn't matter and I'm not going to do it again. I'm going to sit at home and have a pity party and I'm going to say, woe is me. Nothing I do is going to matter. Well, you know, that's when they win. That is when the other side wins, when you sit on your duff and say, oh, well, it doesn't matter. My vote doesn't matter. My opinion doesn't matter. My dad always told me your opinion doesn't matter. So then I have to ask questions. Like, Dad, you know, minds are like parachutes. If they're not open, they don't work. And he threw hot coffee in my face. And it's like, look, if this is the way you're going to behave, sir, how do you think I'm going to grow up? All of a sudden, now I've got an opinion? Really? No, everybody's got an opinion. I'm just a talk show host. What does it bloody matter? Everybody has an opinion. I'm just here to steer thought process. I'm trying to find the truth just like all the rest of you are. Kevin in Ohio, thank you so much for being a good donor for us. How are you, sir?
It just ain't improving too much right now.
Well, I mean, you see the results, don't you? Just like me.
Well, yeah, we see part of it, I guess. You might say that. I have a comment, and then I want to ask you an important question. Russia's raining down more missiles on Ukraine today, one. Two, this guy Crenshaw is in there nagging Congress to other countries to appropriate more money for the war. And then I have this question. Will you give me a lesson in politics? The other thing, now, Steve Scalise is the Speaker of the House now, right?
No, actually, Kevin McCarthy thinks he is. Steve Scalise is the minority whip, I believe, or the majority whip, you know, excuse me.
Right. But the other day, I saw McCarthy standing behind him while he accepted it. Well, you know, Scalise was chosen Speaker of the House, I believe. Wasn't that the case?
I don't believe so, not with what all the news reports are indicating. Yeah. And see, here's a problem I've got with this, Kevin. On politics, we don't know until everything is final. They're voting all this stuff early ahead of the January swearing ins. There are still races that are undecided. And people have come out and told Trump, please don't announce. We've got two races for Senate going on right now. The Democrats are claiming control. Schumer's up there patting himself on the back. But Chewbacca, that Murkowski race in Alaska, and the Walker and Warnock race in Georgia, we're not there yet. And so how are they sitting there turning around and patting themselves on the back for a job well done? Politics is the art of manipulation. I studied poli-sci in college. I aced the class. And when the teacher walked in, he slammed the books down on the counter, walked in with a big giant stack of books, slammed them on the counter and said, we're going to have a KU level political science course. And I'm like, ooh, time to get under the teacher's skin. Time to find out what makes this teacher thick, what makes him tick, and get in his head. And it's exactly what we did the entire semester, taking poli-sci, the seven of us in the class organized a study group and proceeded to dissect every little assignment that he offered and got into his head. We took him out, got him drunk, got him to admit and confess to all of his sins and iniquities and what all of his love life and all of his problems were. I mean, we got into his head. That's what we did. And everybody that did and was involved in this thing and wrote term papers all got A's in the class. Now, that's a lesson in manipulation. It's a lesson in manipulation, sir.
That's a good one. I work stuff like that with professors in college. Yeah. Maybe not to that degree, because I was an individual and I wanted good scores. You know, it paid off. So, yeah, but this politics, this like who's the whip and all that, and there isn't a final thing. Trump did step on his thing, you know.
Yeah, he did.
Well, yeah, wow. Thanks very much, Dave.
I appreciate it, sir. You bet. Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate you. God bless you, sir, and God bless this week and weekend. The Democrats' strategy of using mail-in ballots to vote is what played a pivotal role in last week's election results in Pennsylvania. Now Pennsylvania Republicans are, now we're having this conversation about how to react in 2024. Yeah, get rid of mail-in voting, which seems more unlikely with more elected Democrats in power, or learn how the Democrats got an avalanche of mail-in votes and use the same strategy. In other words, don't wait until the day of the show to go vote because, see, all the mail-in ballots now, nobody's paying attention to the ones that came in advance that got Fetterslut elected. I am beside myself, you know, as to how I could just see him getting up there trying to make a statement. I mean, what's the first words when he gets on the Senate floor and wants to make a speech? Good night, everybody. And all of a sudden, I could just see eyes rolling in the back of their heads. Now we have a disabled half thought. You know, they just had this new thing about the 2024 ticket, Biden, Fetterman. It's a no-brainer. Hey, we need a little levity out there. I hope I made some of you laugh. Anybody want to get some bumper stickers out there that say Biden Fetterman in 2024? It's a no-brainer, and start that little campaign. I mean, see, the thing is, these people don't have a brain. Somebody else is doing their thinking. What do you think Biden referred to his wife as the senator? Somebody else is doing his thinking because he doesn't have the power to think rationally and logically. He can't make complete sentences. He has to have help reading. And I heard another funny one last night, too, about Biden chasing the teleprompter, and the teleprompter wins. I am just beside myself with watching this nonsense garbage. And we're all supposed to sit here and digest this pablum. Really? And then Pence comes out on Trump for 2024. Well, it's time for new leadership. He's stepping all over Trump's thing. You know, it was a great honor for me to be part of the Trump's administration, but, you know, we need to go somewhere else. We did this, but we don't need Trump in here anymore. You know, see, it's all about the status quo. Because what did Trump do when he got in here? He started to dismantle the dysfunction of the status quo. He started to make order out of disorder. And they don't like that. So they had to then come up with the Gates plandemic idea and the World Economic Forum idea of we have to have a plandemic. And let's send Fauci and Birx in to lie to Trump and convince him that science, it's the science. They blinded him with science. That's not how the song goes, but, you know. It's the funny part about how we influence and how they came in, and instead of vetting these people's comments and getting details from people that matter, like other frontline doctors that were researching this. He relied on them hook, line, and sinker and proceeded to let the jabs come forward. And now we have, what, 1.6 million people dead? That is a small percentage, but now let's look at the other 220-some-odd million that have taken the jab whose days are numbered. And what happens when they start dying off? Cancers on the upswing. Whoa, that population control? They die. They're gone. Now we have one less voter. And the majority of the elders who trusted this, the seniors in the country who trusted them, trusted Trump and trust the government, all those people that trusted what Trump said, that heard him say, I got the booster. Now they don't trust him anymore. They've got family members dying off of heart attacks, myocardial infarctions, cancer. All of a sudden, oh, you've got stage four? Wow, how'd that happen? I took the jab a few weeks ago. Oh, I'm in denial. Oh, that didn't happen. That wasn't the jab that caused that. Yeah, it was. You know, it wasn't quite worth that $10 million award that Perry Marshall has given out that we just got done talking about. No, no, no. They want to disprove one or the other. Either Darwin was right or Darwin was wrong, or God is right or God is wrong. They want to interfere and they want to use science. And like you said, there's no intelligence. There may be artificial. We have artificial sweeteners. We have artificial a lot of things. But intelligence. And see, there's going to be that argument. It's always going to be science. Science is out to prove itself wrong, or at least it should. Not if you're Anthony Fauci. Oh, no, to question me is to question science. You can't do that, you moron. See how that works? You know, I got to get you asking yourself these questions, because all of you out there listening to the show, the cognitive dissonance is probably wiped away. We have our critical thinking caps on, and like Kevin, who just called in, we're all trying to figure this out. We're all trying to figure out what their next move is and how we fight it. And the thing is, Patrice called the show the other day from Ohio, and she's saying, it doesn't matter what I do. Doesn't matter. I'm going to sit here and do nothing. Okay, you can. There are other people that will step out of the gate on your behalf and do something. Are we going to have more Wacos and Ruby Ridges? Well, given the weaponization of the DOJ, if the status quo newly elected Republican Party decides to do something about it and stop Garland from weaponizing the DOJ, things might change. Because what do Waco and Ruby Ridge have in common? They happened during the Clinton administration. Think about it. Every time the Democrats were involved, the rules of engagement changed. Am I wrong? You want to fight? You want to argue about it? I got a toll-free number. You can argue for free. 844-769-2944. Of course, you only have 4 minutes to do it in, so, you know, not much time. And for those of you who think that DeSantis is going to run for president in 2024, you know what he's telling people? Hey, chill out. I'm governor of Florida, okay? Stop asking me questions I'm not going to answer. You know, you need to focus on the Georgia runoff. You need to be looking at what's going on in Alaska, because these two senators, if they're Republicans, are going to change the landscape. Now, is Biden going to vote? Is he going to veto everything? Yep, you bet he will. But you see, they can stall, at least for the 2 years, all this bad legislation and voting for sending more billions to Ukraine. See, FTX is not in the game anymore. They filed for bankruptcy, and now they are getting sued, and so are all the people like Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen that stood up for them. They're all going to get their clocks clean, and the Democrats like Maxine Waters, who got lots of money from FTX, I know they did. I know they did, and they're not going to talk about it. You saw her on camera if you were watching. Patrice in Ohio, did I hit a hot button? Are you calling up to reiterate the fact that you're not going to get involved? You're just going to sit at home and live your life?
I didn't think I said that. I said I don't acknowledge their authority, and I'm going to do whatever it is I need to do.
There you go. All right. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. Well, whatever you need to do to get it done.
No.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. What is getting it done consist of? So I get it straight.
Engaging. Here's a good one.
Okay.
Property tax. The county claims I paid my property taxes late.
Oh.
However, the envelope doesn't have a postmark on it, and I know I put it in the mail a day early.
Okay.
So I wrote him a letter and said, I'm not going to pay your $219 fine.
Okay.
Because it wasn't put. Yeah, you got to engage on everything.
Well, you do, but see, but everything you're talking about, Patrice, is all on the local level. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, but it starts there.
That's right. Thank you for that. That's exactly what we've been saying, and thank you for that. I just got a couple of classic examples.
I'm not sitting by and letting them take advantage. No way.
Okay, thank you for that.
Hey,
I'm glad. All I got to do is all I got to do
oil.
Is. I know. Thank you. I'm so glad you called in. I wanted to hear from you today. All I have to do is say, hey, Patrice in Ohio, and you're on the phone to me. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for chiming in. I really love it, because now you've told me you're going to do what's necessary on the local level. You see, folks, Patrice got the right idea. She got the right idea. She's going to attack on the local level. This is what we all should be doing. Thank you, sweetheart, for your call. God love you. That is wonderful. I love it. I love it. Just do what's required on the local level to change things that directly affect you, and then you're going to send a deep, dark message to these people. They will understand, hey, look, if you want us to come for you, keep doing what you're doing. We cannot have local dysfunctional governments. They have to operate like clockworks, because the 10th Amendment reserved the rights to the states and then to the people. God love all of you. Stay with that thought process. And thank you, Patrice, for calling and chiming in on that. I wanted to hear it. I love it. All right. We're going to be back tomorrow with a Friday edition. Whether it's feel good or not, that remains to be decided. Check out the email blast coming in your box. It's got all sorts of great links on it and news we didn't get to discuss. Hey, it's all right. You know, in the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.